the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus for the ordination of three men to the transitional diaconate. And it was a beautiful mass, a beautiful celebration of the sacrament of holy orders. And these three men, God willing, will be ordained priests next year. Next Saturday, there will be another ordination, and I plan to be there for three new priests, one whom many of you may know, Joey Austin, who was with us two summers ago doing an internship, and who will actually be assigned our new associate pastor on July 1st. So I invite you, encourage you to go participate if you can next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And one of the things that struck me yesterday was from my seat in the back of the sanctuary, I look up and I see the words, Holy Trinity, One God. Wow. I said, that's the feast day that we're celebrating tomorrow. And that was the part of the cathedral that I happened to be right in front of, because the rest of the words around the walls of the cathedral is the Litany of the Sacred Heart. I just was struck that there was a correspondence with yesterday and today. And the Trinity is something that is really a part of our prayer every time we pray, because we make the sign of the cross and name one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And yet, it is something which is a great mystery, a doctrine of our church that volumes could not be exhausted to describe what it is really meaning. Even this Mass, the fourth one that I'm celebrating this weekend, because Father Adam's on vacation, the prayers are challenging because they go into a complication to try to explain this mystery, this three in one, this great majesty. And thankfully, I say that the doctrine, as central as it is something that cannot totally be grasped. However, I think it's very good that we focus one Sunday of the year on immersing ourselves in focusing on what it's all about. But our scriptures today, the three readings, really emphasize, even though scripture does not use the word Trinity, they emphasize the essence of who God is. That first reading from has Moses on Mount Sinai, and the people had just built a molten calf. They wanted a God that would suit their needs, and God was about to destroy them. But we know the story that as God is up there with Moses, enters into that intimacy with Moses and the people of Israel. That's what God wants. And he says, I am a God of mercy and forgiveness. So that's a first important thing about our Trinitarian God, is intimacy. The second is probably my favorite scripture this weekend, from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, when he is exhorting the people to recognize how God acts in their lives and how they, as people of God, should act in imitation of God. Because my language, not Paul's, is that all human beings are made in the image and likeness of God. So God is love. And the three persons of the Holy Trinity, in the words that of this Mass, are they're distinct. They have different characteristics, and yet what binds them together is the act of love. So therefore, we, made in the image and likeness of God, recognize that so my neighbor is, and my neighbor is different than I, not only in looks, but in temperament and gifts that God has given to the neighbor, and even in what they think and believe. And so we are to imitate God in our loving action of the other. And that's always a challenge. But Paul says, work for your perfection. Encourage one another. Live in peace and harmony, and the God of love and peace will be with you. And greet one another with a holy kiss. As that was being read today, I looked over and little Emma was giving her dad a holy kiss in the pews. I thought, that was so special. And our gospel today has that great John 3:16 message, God so loved the world. He doesn't condemn the world, nor should we condemn the world, but we should imitate God in that love for all that is contained in the world that God has created. So as we reflect on these truths, these doctrines today, which are difficult to comprehend, we can still praise God and that beautiful prayer that is, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This is our God who is complicated yet quite simple, and most of all, loves us to the end.